Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Sermons, where we explore the Word, learn the truth, and grow in grace, 6 minutes at a time. I'm your host, Cameron O'Daniel. Romans 8, in verse 3, says this: "For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, He condemned sin in the flesh." So this is the third verse in Romans chapter 8. If you listened to the last episode, you know that we're going to be walking through Romans 8 for the next few weeks. And this is the very next verse, so we're going to dive right into it. So God says, or Paul says about God, "For God has done." So let's pause there for a second. We need to think about what has God done. Well, obviously, God has done the saving. God has done the saving work. If we go back into verses 1 and 2 of Romans chapter 8, we see where Paul says, "There is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death." So we have this as our context, and we're thinking to ourselves, well, how did this come about? It came about because God initiated it. God did the saving. We don't contribute anything to our salvation. I think it's John MacArthur who has this statement. He says, "The only thing that you contribute to your salvation is the sin that made it necessary." Wow, that's a very bold and foundational statement for our salvation. The only thing we contribute to our salvation is our sin. And this is true. Salvation is not 50-50, where God does 50% of the work and then we do 50% of the work by doing good things. Neither is it 99% God doing the work and then 1% us doing the work. God does 100% of the saving. We're just the object of His salvation. We don't help in salvation. Think about, have you ever seen those little go-karts where if you go to a go-kart track and it's a two-seater where you have the parent or the guardian or whoever it is, they have the actual steering wheel, but then there's a baby on the right or a small kid on the right who has a fake steering wheel. It doesn't actually turn. It doesn't do anything. They're just sitting there. They're enjoying the ride. Whereas the parent or the guardian, they're the one doing the driving. And they drive around, the kids thinking they're doing something. They're smiling, laughing, taking pictures. But the parent is the one actually driving. That's a little bit of what salvation is like. God does all of the work. We're just there enjoying the ride. So when we think about God has done it, we have to have this in mind. God has done it. But what has He done? So it says, "For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do." So this just gives some more clarity into our salvation. We could not, because of our sinful nature, we could not obey the law perfectly in righteousness in what is required. What does God require for us to get to heaven, for us to be in relationship with Him? Well, He requires perfect righteousness, perfect holiness. God is holy, and He cannot be in relationship with something that is not holy. He cannot be in the presence of something that is not holy. So because of our sinful flesh, we could not do what the law required. But God still saved us. He did it. So how did He do this? Well, it says here, going on in verse 3, "By sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, He condemned sin in the flesh." He sent Jesus. That is how we have salvation. Through Jesus, we have salvation. Jesus says in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." No one comes to the Father. It is through Jesus and only Jesus that we have salvation. And it's through His death. Jesus didn't just die on the cross. There were spiritual ramifications for what He did, because of what He did. He took on the wrath of God in that one moment. He took on the wrath of God. He took our punishment, the punishment that we deserved. We all deserve the wrath of God. But if you are a believer, if you are a child of God, then you believe that Jesus took that wrath on the cross. That's the whole point of the cross. And then going at the very end of this, to wrap everything up, it says, he condemned sin in the flesh. This is a parallel to verse 1 where he says, there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So if we are in Christ Jesus, we are not condemned. But something has to be condemned. Our sin is condemned in the flesh. Our sin is condemned in the flesh. That's what Jesus accomplished on the cross. He condemned sin. He didn't condemn you. He condemned sin in the flesh on the cross. And this is beautiful. This is the gospel. This is so, so good. And just to add another clarifying factor, Paul is speaking to believers. He is speaking to believers. So if you're listening to this and you're not a believer, this free gift of salvation is available. It's not cut off so that people have to put themselves together in order to accept it or to be able to add it to their lives. It's not like that. It is a free gift of salvation that God makes available to all people. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, every single person. But then Paul wraps that up in Romans 10:9, where he says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's for anybody and everybody. So this is a free gift for everybody. God, I pray that you would open up our eyes and our hearts to the gospel. Whether we're believers or unbelievers, open up our eyes to the gospel so that we may see your glory and what you have done. You have condemned sin in the flesh, and we have life because of you. We have life because of you, and I thank you for that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.